News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. More victims have been identified in the Boulder attack, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Four additional victims have been identified in the Boulder attack, in which a man is accused of throwing Molotov cocktails into a group that had gathered to bring attention to Israeli hostages in Gaza. District Attorney Michael Doherty.
Continue to encourage victims and witnesses to come forward and contact law enforcement.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, Bishop Gruhl, says the suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon, showed no remorse.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Federal and state prosecutors filed separate criminal charges against Solomon. Solomon faces the possibility of life in prison for the federal charges on top of hundreds of years sentencing for the state charges.
Police in Portugal have started a new search near where toddler Madeleine McCann disappeared in 2007.
A new Madeleine McCann search is underway near the Portuguese holiday resort Praia da Luz and a house near where the main suspect, a German national identified by media as Christian Bruckner, used to live. Journalists witnessed police at a road leading to the search area and a car entering, allegedly carrying German police officers. McCann disappeared from her bed while on vacation with her family. She's not been seen since. Detectives acting on request from Germany will carry out a broad range of searches this week in the area of Lagos in southern Portugal. Bruckner is currently serving a 7-year prison sentence in Germany for raping a 72-year-old woman in Portugal in 2005. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described a Russian attack on Sumy's city center as brutal in a post on Telegram. Tuesday's attack came after direct peace talks in Istanbul made no progress on ending the 3-year war. This is AP News. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk says Parliament will hold a confidence vote on his government on June 11th. The decision came after his political ally, the liberal Warsaw mayor, lost Poland's weekend presidential election to conservative Karol Nawrocki. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on volcanic activity in Europe.
One of the world's most active volcanoes is active again. Mount Etna in Sicily sent a huge cloud of smoke and ash several miles into the sky. Experts say part of the southeast crater collapsed, resulting in hot lava flows. It was the 14th eruptive phase in recent months. Despite the fiery show, local officials say it posed no danger to the population. The area of danger was confined to the summit of Etna, which was closed to tourists as a precaution. Sicily's president says lava flows emitted in the eruption had not passed the natural containment area.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.